Welcome back to Swanner and Judd. This is Tom Swanner.
This is Brian Jett.
And well, I don't have a lot because I watched just crap this week.
You crouch crap every week.
No, but this is like YouTube crap, a lot of YouTube crap.
I
So,
see. But that doesn't stop you from reporting on that in the past.
well, I mean, like for instance, this week is the week that Twin Paranormal's off. They're off this week. They do it every other week. They do their little 2 hour, 2.5 hour movie of ghost hunting. So they're out. I just bought some Lock and Lock on QVC. They're having this wonderful sale, this Labor Day sale.
What's lock and lock?
Oh, it's basically Tupperware. But I got 12 nestable rectangular storage pieces. Two sets of that go from like 2.5 cups to like 26 cups, and the 26 cup comes with a handle. So, like if I'm going to a party, I'll be able to take that with me, and
Sure.
it's really nice. And they hold really tightly, and it was a really good deal. So, fun stuff today, huh?
So do you ever call in? You should call in. I want to hear you talk to like the host that day and just, this Tupperware changed my life. I used to throw away so much spoiled vegetables.
No, it's like, well, I'm always open up the refrigerator and all I can do is smell 18 different things that because I can't get a lid to hold tight. But with Lock and Lock, everything's held, all those odors are held inside the Lock and Lock, and I appreciate that the most.
See, yeah.
Yeah. And the big one, I can store my melon, because I like to break down melons and put them in the fridge. But then when I'm eating them, it tastes like Chinese food and old spoiled boiled eggs. And I'm like, what the hell? I need a Lock and Lock. Okay, thank you.
I think yes, but you should call in. You should
Okay.
call in. What else have you got to do?
Right. Hey, I got plenty to do. Like report that on Big Brother this week. Now, Catherine ended up going home. And she was put up there as a replacement because somebody took themselves off. So she wasn't the one they were trying to get rid of, but the one that got off the block, Maddie, was the one they were trying to get rid of. So Catherine ends up going home. Now Catherine is the one that Riley, the cowboy, was whispering sweet nothings into her ears. So
And that's the
she's,
creeper that was
yes, yeah. So and
dismissed.
so now that she's gone home. It's not jury yet, so they can get back together again. I can't wait to hear what the internet thinks about that because they were very upset that he was still there. I know. Yeah, it's like, oh, what a world, what a world. So I don't know who the new head of household is because I'm trying not to watch the overnights or the 24-hour feed.
Sure,
So, so it's all a surprise. Big surprise. Okay, so this week we finished The Snake, and Frankie, who was nice to everybody, ended up winning. It was, what was his name? Buck or something? Bob. He was one of the bros who was like working against everybody and scheming. He thought he was going to win because he was a better player, and they go, "No, you lose." Oh, okay. So that was fun, but if the show comes back, I probably won't watch it. It was really poorly constructed.
That's
It
what you say.
was boring. Hey, did I go back and watch any of Bachelor in Paradise? No.
I don't know half of what you're saying usually, so I don't
Okay.
know.
So David Chang this week, he had I don't even know who the guests were. I don't know. I don't know who it was. But they were doing noodles versus rice because he was Italian and his wife is Korean. So is it noodles versus rice? And when because now what they're doing is they're because since it's live, they're trying to do on air questionnaires so you can call you can vote for yes or no on questions. So most of their audience liked noodles over rice as a side dish.
Well, that seems very Western.
Well, and it's also, but if you think about it, when you think of rice, usually rice is there to, especially in if you're not doing, if you're just doing like a white rice, it's usually there as to soak up gravy of some sort, some kind of sauce or gravy that you're laying it under. I just don't think of rice as like a great, it's not a great side dish unless you're doing fried rice or like dirty rice. But most of the time, it's just, it's there to take off, to help something else out, where
Sure.
noodles are the main, it's the main thing. When you get noodles, you're getting Alfredo, you're getting spaghetti, you're getting, angel hair
Well, unless you're
pasta.
black and you're doing fried fish and you're serving spaghetti as a side.
Well, I'm not saying it can't be a side, but it's a side that can easily be a main course. That's the point. And I think that's what their survey found too. So, yeah. Anyway, moving on to Project Runway. It's funny because they keep losing people who are not gown makers. Because it always comes down to making a sexy dress that's fitting and that's new, and you're coming from a guy who's really more into making like casual wear for around a pool, and it's not that you just it's on like on all these shows. You can't go on to RuPaul's Drag Race and not be funny and not be able to sew and think you're going to win. Same
Sure.
thing here. You need to be somebody who can make a gown and make it beautiful on any size woman.
Sure. Yeah.
So that
Makes
it's
sense.
it's it. So right now we're clearing out all those that don't know how to make a gown.
Even plus size, though,
I
as
know
you
it's
know,
well.
can be
Sometimes
hard to dress a heifer.
But it's tough. But you get some of these women and not women, some of these designers, and they know what to do. They know how to dress a big girl, and when we say big girl, we're talking, like a 16. We're not talking like a 30.
Sure.
So that that helps. But boy, they had like this at the early on in the season. They dressed this one big girl, and it was so unflattering. You would have loved it.
A friend of ours, well, Denise, it doesn't matter. We've mentioned her name. She's a large-ish lady, and she's got friends who are also large. And she would bring her, she's not since retired, and I miss the days when she would bring in her Romans catalog, which is a catalog for not only large women, but usually large black women. And we would go, or African American if you prefer, and we go right to the formal section. And it was all the biggest, boxiest, Barbara Bush styled dresses, and we would just it went huge hats and huge hats to match, and we would howl with laughter at lunchtime.
So letters and comments need to go to Brian Judd at swanandjudd.com. So, okay, this week on Twisted Metal, we're down to the last episode. We haven't watched it
Is that
yet, but
chick dead yet?
no, she's not going to
Oh,
die.
God.
Love interest, main character, not going to die. And so anyway, we finally started the race, and there's no race basically. It's just they put a bunch of storage units in a rectangle, and then they have the fighting out the thing in the it's like a gladiator type thing. So
Sure.
I was a little disappointed with that, but it's so far it's been. I mean, I enjoy it. I enjoy the wacky characters that they have, like Sweet Tooth, and
Sure.
because he just lit his head on fire again, so that's always good. But I think this is it's going to be. I don't think there's going to be any more after this. I just have a feeling we're at the end of the story. I don't see it going on for season 3. So we'll see what happens.
Sure.
Let's see. No part South Park this week on Great Food Truck Race. The egg roll ladies roll out of the competition, and it was weird because they were doing really well, and then all of a sudden they just something happened and they didn't do well and they were gone. So yeah, yep. On Alien Earth. Okay, so they've got this new thing that looks like a giant eyeball with multi-eyeball. It's like it's let's say it's about the size of a baseball, and it's got eyes all the way around it, and it's got like legs like octopus. And so we've been wondering what this thing is, because this is new to the alien storyline that I know of. And so they put it into a room with a lamb or a sheep, and it crawls up to the sheep, pulls out its eyeball, and then shoves its own eyeball into the eye socket of the sheep. So now it controls the sheep. So it's and it was truly, truly gross and disgusting. So I really enjoyed that part.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of what the sheep looked like after. Actually, but it really it's during it when it's trying to force its way in. That's really gross. Anyway, so I finished Are You First? Now this is the show where the virgins are all together, and they have to decide who's gonna lose their virginity, and who they don't really lose their virginity, but who's gonna go on the date. They have to
Sure,
meet their They have to meet the parents online over line, and so that was really, really uncomfortable. Oh yeah, here, let I want you to meet my parents. Introducing them to somebody I met 2 days ago. It's stupid. I really don't see the show continuing, but I've seen worse continue. Let's see. No more Harry Potters this week.
No.
Don't worry, we'll get back to him. We finished Death of a Unicorn. And what's funny is the bad guy in Twisted Metal is the butler in Death of a Unicorn. So and he's also the actor from Barry. He was played one of the bad guys in Barry too, the goofy bald bad guy. But anyway, he's a good actor. Really, I'm enjoying him. I'm glad to see he's working. Death of Unicorn. So basically, this father and daughter, they're meeting with these rich pieces of shit up in this mountainous place where they have this great big huge castle mansion, and nobody else is around. And they had actually accidentally killed a unicorn. They brought it back to the house. Then these people are going, well, we can take that unicorn and make ourselves young. And so then they went out hunting them. The unicorns killed everybody basically by the end of the show, except for the two main characters, the father and the daughter, Paul Rudd and his daughter, who's
Fun.
played by the girl who's doing Wednesday right now.
Oh, she's
So
very busy then, isn't
she's
she?
very busy. And so anyway, it was okay. It was okay. It was okay. We watched Thunderbolts. This is the new Marvel that's just come to Disney, starring Julie Louis-Dreyfus. She plays the bad guy or bad girl, I guess, in
Well,
this
that's
case.
always fun.
Yeah. And what I like about it, I keep wanting her to go start talking like she didn't veep, you dumb fucks, get out of my way, just I want her to be a little wittier
Sure,
with her
but this one
character.
is a children's show.
What,
Yeah.
Thunderbolts? No, it's
Isn't it like
no.
geared towards younger scale of the Marvel universe?
No, I would say it's more towards what all of it is, which is teenagers.
Okay.
I mean, because it's comic book, so and this is definitely with the
Well, but you can have very adult oriented comic books, and I'm not talking about pornographic.
I know.
There's difference. So I thought this Thunderbolts was scaling
No, no,
younger or
no,
aiming
this is
younger.
no, this is not. So, and it's Is it okay? The first one, I didn't. I thought it would be. I don't know why I didn't think there'd be an origin story, but basically, she tried to have all these people that have worked for her before killed. So she hired them all to kill each other, each one killing a different one. But by the time it's over with, they've all killed each other. Well, they figured out that they were put in there to do that. So they said, fuck her, let's go get her and we're going to kill her and her plan. And so it's like, oh, okay. So, and basically, by the end of the show, it's, it was okay. It was
Sounds
entertaining for the most
excellent.
part, but I'm not waiting for the sequel. I don't know if there'll be a sequel to it,
Sure.
even though they set it up that there will be. But then they did that with the I think it was called the Marvels. Remember? No, it was the one that had Angelina Jolie in it. They thought they were gonna have four different shows coming after that, but the movie did so terrible that
When
they
she
went,
played the Wicked Witch.
no, this is a Marvel show.
Oh,
So, but they thought that was going to be a big hit, and they
Tomb
said
Raider?
no.
She was in Tomb Raider, right? Yeah, it wasn't Tomb Raider.
No, it wasn't Tomb Raider either that I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, next show that I watched was called A Nice Indian Boy, and this
Prearranged
is.
marriage comedy.
Yes and no. I mean, it was it's a gay show,
Oh my.
so it's about this family who there's a it's an Indian family. They have a son and daughter. We start off at the daughter's wedding, and the brother's going, oh, I hate this. Now everyone keeps telling me I'm the next one. Yeah, I'm the gay one. I'm not the next one. I won't be getting married. I'm not going to have a wedding like this. This will never happen for me. So, and basically, she was the daughter was introduced to her new husband before, not like the parents on the wedding day, but they got to meet each other ahead of time and they hit it off. And so they got married because that's what, Indian girls want in their life is to have somebody give them a husband.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
The story's about the son. And so he meets Jonathan Groff, who was, he meets him at a temple and come to find out that he was adopted by two older Indian parents.
Well, isn't that convenient?
And so he was adopted by them, and so he's Hindu, and so that which was great because I always if you're gonna have a particular religion that you're gonna have to go by. You better find somebody who wants to be a part of that religion. It's not like the Waltons where, Father Walton would go, I'm not going to church. You can take the kids, and he would never go to church. And she was always upset because his soul was going to go to hell. But, he was fine because he was still sleeping off the drunk from Saturday night, which is what Sundays are for.
No, that was Ma Walton. She was an alcoholic, from what I understand.
What, Mother Walton? Oh, that was just in that first show, not when the series actually got started. That was that Christmas episode with Patricia Neal, and she was an angry drunk. Remember she
My
remember she went
mom.
in and she goes, John Boy, what are you doing in your room all the time? I'm hearing noises. You better not be touching yourself. And the walls were paper thin. You remember, good night, John Boy. Good night.
Oh,
Yeah, great. Boy, you couldn't fart in the bedroom without everyone knowing it. So, yeah, that was, anyway, that's besides, what am I talking about? Oh, yeah, Indian Boy. So basically, the guy is a, the Indian son, he's a doctor. So they got that right. The parents got that part right. And so, Jonathan Groff is a freelance, photographer. And so it was pretty funny because the father that he's talking and they meet the father. He meets the father and the mother, and the father says to the mother, "Oh, he's a freelance. That in English that means unemployed." And the son's going, "Dad, I just want to let you know that Jay does speak the language." Oh, Does he? You know, because they didn't realize that he was raised by Indian. Anyway,
Sure.
it's for a what should I guess for a arty kind of romance, it moves pretty well. But I think that if you weren't interested in the romance, then you would think it was like boring as shit. Sean wasn't into it as much as I was.
Well, I think, any rom-com you're just gonna sit and watch.
Yeah.
Eyes glued to the screen. You
Well,
can't help yourself.
it's on Hulu and you should give it a watch too.
Nope.
I think you
No.
really like it.
I think you're lying through your teeth.
But the Indian son's cute and Jonathan Groff's cute.
Oh, okay.
And they do get naked a couple times.
Ooh. Now, with that poor
Now,
Indian boy, did he just get like covered in saliva and spit throughout the whole movie?
well, no, actually, Sean says, "How is it that Jonathan Groff can like have one tear constantly coming down that out of his eye?" And I go, "Well, if he closes his mouth, the drool has to come out of it's either the nose or the eyes." So that's where,
Sure.
yeah, I love hearing the stories of Merrily where Daniel Radcliffe says that he's actually slipped more than once on the drool of his spit. Well, he sings, so yeah. But for me, that was about it. Well, you've heard about my lock and lock story, so yeah, I'm kind of oh, and I did tell you, well, I didn't mention it on the show, but I did get a induction stove, and I bought a whole new thing of new
Cookware.
pots and pans, yeah.
Yeah.
So I could actually cook something, and mine are they're from Henkel, but they are hexclad like.
Sure.
I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna cook eggs on that thing.
Why do you say that?
Well, because I started out frying eggs, and we ended up having scrambled.
So they stuck,
Yeah,
or
they
okay.
stuck.
Did you not use enough oil?
Even though there was oil, and even though it's nonstick, they were sticking.
Maybe you cooked too high. Your heat was too high.
Maybe, I don't know. I am finding out that it's like I was making some rice, so I put it on one, which on any other stove would be simmer. But that is basically you're getting no heat at all. And two, I don't think would actually be simmer. I think three is going to be closer to simmer.
Well, you're
And
gonna
then,
have to start, because I have one and I have a cheap one, but you're gonna have to just start boiling water. Take a look at the temperatures, get it to a ripping boil, and then now does it display a temperature for you? I mean, even then, that's not exactly accurate. Or is it
no.
just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through
One,
10?
no, one, two, one, one, two, nine.
Yeah, I would boil water and see how the
Okay.
water behaves.
Yeah, I did do some I made some chili and that worked really well. And it cleans up beautifully. It really does. I mean, as far as the wipe it clean, you can literally wipe it clean, and it's
Even with your sticky eggs.
even after the eggs, yeah. It's just so I think what happens is once they're crispy enough, they fall right off, you know. So the
Well,
egg
but that's the
pieces.
same with any protein, really. With a non-stick pan, you have to wait till the crust forms and it frees itself.
Well, no, I mean with eggs, I usually don't have that problem with the nonstick. So we'll figure it out. It's something I need to figure out. I'll
Okay.
figure it out. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that adventure.
Okay, well, you'll have more tomorrow.
Excellent.
Okay. And what, oh wait, did you have anything? Oh yeah, there you
Well,
go.
so I watched The Killer Nun, as I said I would. Absolutely terrible.
Oh,
Terrible. It
sorry.
was so boring. Being a killer nun, I thought there would be lots of blood. Well, especially Italian Gallo type
Sure.
horror, that there
Right.
would be ton of blood and torture. No, she killer nun. She withheld medication until they died. That's, there was blood and gore, but it didn't come until halfway through and until the third, two-thirds of the movie. And even then it was, blood being splattered on a sheet off screen.
Boo.
Yeah, very much boo. And I think the it was well, I already said it was Italian, so I knowing that being a very Catholic country, I think the idea that a nun could kill her patients while also being a lesbian, or sex maniac, I guess. That in and of itself should have been shocking. But since nuns mean nothing to me, I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, what year was this?
1979.
Oh, okay. So in its time period, it was probably, shocking.
Yeah, maybe, but not now. And then there's a twist that you see from the very beginning of the movie. You know how it's going to end. And that was also extremely disappointing. Then I watched.
One thing. One of the doctors in the Death of the Unicorn was the sister from the Indian boy, the one that got married. So she
Okay.
little crossover there. Okay.
Excellent. Good
Okay.
for her. She's
Sorry.
working.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's a useful tidbit that'll come in later. I watched Prison from 1987 with Viggo Mortensen. The reason I watched this one was because when I was taking my semi-transcontinental motorcycle tour, I stayed in Rawlins, Wyoming, and did a tour of their Wyoming penitentiary, Frontier. They call it the Frontier Prison Museum. And I think I talked about it. It's kind of like their Alcatraz, but unlike California, every prisoner is a human. They all have rights. We should treat them with blah blah blah. This museum was like, this is the rope we hung them with, and see this ship? It's still got their blood on it. But very cool. But there was a movie called Prison that was filmed there in, well, the movie was from 1987. And it is a prison movie mixed with the supernatural. So they're reopening this old prison, much like Trump wants to do with Alcatraz. They're reopening this old prison. The warden is the, beat them until they comply type. But he did something horrible in that prison when he was a young CO. And now, of course, that horrible thing has come back to haunt him and the prisoners. And I would say Viggo Mortensen's there to save the day, but he's really not. It was just awful. It was an awful movie. Yeah. And it's on YouTube if you want to waste your time watching that. And then lastly, Alice in Borderland is coming back for a season 3 on September 25th, or as I call it, the good Squid Game. So I'm rewatching season 2 to get caught back up with it.
I thought we didn't like season two.
I like season 2.
Because I remember season one was really good. And
Season
then,
2 wasn't as good, I
okay,
don't think.
maybe that's what I'm remembering. Maybe I didn't even finish it.
I don't think, yeah, I finished it. Maybe you didn't like season 2. I can't remember the end of season. I mean, I kind of remember the end of season 2, but I do need to revisit it so that I can be prepared for season 3. But it's still better than Squid Game. That boring piece of shit.
Did you watch the second and third one?
Seasons or episodes?
Seasons.
No,
Oh, well, then
I
how do you know it's
couldn't
boring?
because I got through the first two episodes of the first season and went
Oh, the first
yawn.
season was so good.
The first season was awful.
So good.
Awful.
So
So
good.
boring.
Oh, no.
No.
It was, oh my God. Edge of my seat.
Oh, God. Yeah, as I was leaning forward, falling asleep. Drool running down my chin and onto my chest.
Yeah, that's
Going,
because
oh my God.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh, still nothing. Great.
Drunk. Okay. Any other news?
No, sir. No.
Okay. Big plans for the holiday?
I gotta go to this party tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to it. It's one
Oh yeah, I know how that feels.
those familial obligations, you know, you really don't like anyone there, but you have to show up. Just
I do know. Okay, well, I guess that's it then.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at
Yeah, I
that
know. Okay.
party.
Bye.